The table is prepared for the Lord's Supper. We see that we have the emblems here of the bread and the cup, which represents Christ's broken body, which was broken for us, and the blood that he shed on the cross is represented by the cup. And we see that he commanded his disciples to eat of this bread and of this cup. And we see that the disciples also taught it to other disciples. We see that throughout the scriptures in Acts. And so we do that this morning because it's in Acts we also read that they did it on the first day of the week. But when we do this, the purpose of this is to proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. But this isn't the only thing that we do as Christians, to proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Every day that we live, the minutes that Brother David was talking about that we have, that we've been gifted, are opportunities for us to do just that, to proclaim Christ's death until he comes and tell people of his resurrection, to tell people of his saving grace. Very often in life, we have these punctuated events where we think that if we just do that one thing, then, you know, that makes it part of our character. And if we do that one thing often enough, then that's part of our character. We think that we partake of the Lord's Supper every first day of the week. And that's part of our character. But what I'm saying to you is that we need to make it every day part of our character, be able to carry what this means, this broken bread and this cup, what this represents. We need to carry that with us in our heart every day. And every day we need to proclaim the Lord's death until he comes, to tell people the resurrection, to live as an example of one who honors this death and honors this sacrifice. So when we partake of this Lord's Supper, we do so all in one accord. But each and every day that we live, in each and every minute that we have, we need to be reminded of this very supper that we're about to partake of. Brother Casey.